Ever get that feeling? Like you're just throwing stuff out there and hoping something sticks when it comes to like figuring out your marketing ROI.
Oh yeah, definitely. It's a common struggle, I think. A lot of marketers are kind of dealing with that for sure.
Well, today, for this deep dive, we're going to dig into some research that's got a really cool way to look at it.
Yeah.
They call it a four-legged approach. And I think the analogy really helps to wrap your head around this whole thing.
Yeah, analogies are always good. So, what's the deal with this four-legged thing?
Well, it's kind of like, imagine a table, right?
Yeah.
It needs all four legs to be, solid and stable to actually stand up.
Right. Makes sense.
So the idea here is that measuring your marketing ROI, getting a real grasp on that, it's not just about crunching numbers.
Right. It's got to be more holistic, right? Like a bigger picture kind of thing.
Exactly. You need a more well-rounded approach, and that's where these four legs come in.
Yeah.
Each leg represents a different piece of the puzzle.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Lay it on me. What's the first leg?
First leg is all about something they call strategic alignment.
Strategic alignment.
Strategic alignment. Okay, that sounds pretty high level, strategic. What does that actually mean in practice?
Yeah, so it's basically about like really nailing down your goals,
Yeah.
right? And making sure those goals are directly connected to what your business is trying to achieve overall.
Okay, so it's about making sure everything's working together, right? Your marketing isn't just off doing its own thing, it's actually like contributing to the bigger picture.
Exactly. So, are you trying to just get your brand out there? Are you trying to get more leads? Or are you all about those direct sales,
I see. So it's about being really clear about what you're trying to accomplish with your marketing efforts.
Exactly. And I think, I've been guilty of this myself, getting so caught up in the day-to-day stuff of running campaigns that I kind of lose sight of that bigger picture.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think we've all been there. It's easy to get lost in the weeds, right? But having that clear strategic alignment can really keep you focused. Absolutely. All right, so leg number two. This one's all about customer insights.
Customer insights. Okay, tell me more.
So this is where you got to go beyond just, the surface level metrics, right? Like how many clicks did you get or how many likes? It's about really understanding your customer's journey.
Okay, so not just what they're doing, but why they're doing it.
Exactly. Like, what are their motivations? What makes them tick? Are you tracking the right things? Things that actually tell you what's resonating with your audience.
Right, because clicks and likes don't always tell the whole story, right?
Totally. It's
Yeah.
like, are you looking at, say, the lifetime value of a customer rather than just focusing on how many people bought something right away?
Makes sense. But how do you actually measure something like brand sentiment? How people feel about your brand. That seems kind of hard to quantify.
Yeah, that's a good point. And that's where the more qualitative stuff comes in. Things like customer surveys, maybe you do some social media listening or even, good old-fashioned focus groups.
Right. So you're trying to get into their heads a bit, understand their perceptions and feelings.
Exactly. It's all about really understanding those whys behind what your customers are doing.
And that can be super valuable, right? Because if you understand why they're doing something, you can tailor your campaigns to be more effective.
Totally. Now, for leg number three, we get into the more, techie stuff, I guess you could say. It's all about attribution and measurement.
Okay, so this is where the data really comes into play.
Yeah, so this is all about making sure you're giving credit where credit is due, right? Being able to track which of your marketing efforts are actually leading to results.
So you're saying like which channels are bringing in the most customers, which campaigns are actually generating the most sales, that kind of thing.
Exactly. And, figuring out what your return on investment is for different things, like is your social media spend actually paying off compared to, say, what you're putting into email marketing?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. But I can imagine it gets pretty tricky, especially when you've got multiple campaigns running at the same time.
Oh, absolutely. But luckily, there are, tools and methods out there to help. Things like multi-touch attribution modeling, which can give you a much clearer picture of how all your different efforts are working together.
So it's about understanding the interplay of all those moving parts, right?
Right. And then finally, we've got leg number four, which is all about performance optimization.
Okay, so this is where we take all that data and actually do something with it, make improvement.
Exactly. So once you've got a good handle on the first three legs, then you can really start making those data-driven decisions to improve your ROI, get the most bang for your buck.
So it's not a set it and forget it kind of thing, right? You're constantly analyzing, tweaking, and improving based on what the data tells you.
Totally. You got to be constantly iterating and refining because the marketing world is always changing,
Yeah, for sure. Things move fast these days.
All right, so just to recap those four legs real quick, we've got strategic alignment, customer insights, attribution measurement, and performance optimization.
And I think what's really cool about this whole framework is it's not just about looking at numbers in a spreadsheet, you know? It's about making those connections between the data, your audience, and your overall business goals.
It was about seeing the whole picture.
Right. Exactly. And thinking about it strategically.
I think that's a great takeaway for everyone listening. It's about more than just crunching numbers. It's about really understanding what's driving those numbers.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, a good question for everyone to ask themselves is, are they giving enough attention to each of these four legs?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Are there any legs that maybe need a little strengthening in your approach?
It might be worth taking some time to, you know, really dig into this research and see what you can do to level up your measurement game.
That's great advice. Well, that pretty much wraps it up for this deep dive.
Always a pleasure.
Yeah, thanks for walking us through this whole thing. Until next time, everybody, keep those marketing wheels turning.
And keep measuring.
Yes. Measure, 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 measure.
See ya.
See ya. See.